Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You are a natural beaut.
Oh yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the Natch Beaut Pod, where you get beauty, wellness, skincare, general beauty advice and tips and convos from a garbage monster. That's me, Jackie Johnson. I'm a garbage monster because I'm talking out of school. I'm disgusting. I haven't washed my face in 2 days. And I'm about to tell you all about beauty. And I have a special guest with me. This woman is probably the reason I'm sitting in this chair podcasting right now. Her name's Lil Esther.
Hey.
Do you go by Little Esther or your full name?
I go by whatever people want to call me. Little Esther is my Twitter handle, and it's a nickname, but Esther Pavitsky is the full name. But call me whatever you want, Jackie.
Can I call you Queen Laquifa?
No.
Then I can't call you everything I want, can I? Maybe put an asterisk next to that. I didn't think you'd be down for that. Oh, my God. Okay, so you share in common with me that, like, I feel like people wouldn't look at us initially and be like, oh, those girls know beauty.
You mean because we both don't wear makeup and are in sweatpants at all times?
Exactly. And I don't even have a bra on. That's how rogue I am right now. I just put a hoodie on. That's a life hack for all you small-chested ladies. You don't want a bra? Put a hoodie on. Nobody will even know. Yeah, we really, physically, you wouldn't assume that we know what we're talking about, but, like, get ready because we know our shit.
No, yeah. And I even last night posted an Instagram of me changing a light bulb beauty station, and that was like kind of the first real sign I put out there on social media. It's like, hey, I have a lot of lip glosses.
I couldn't believe. Are all those little black, like, unicartons, are those all Kylie lips?
They are.
Now, oh my God, you are a psycho. It's like with Deanna. Okay, first of all, how do you afford 100 of those? Second of all, like, what is it? Why do we all keep buying Kylie shit?
I don't know.
I tried to ask Deanna this on Pod 1, Episode 1, and we couldn't get to the bottom of it. Like, why do we keep buying her shit?
I don't know. I thought, like, just when I think, like, I have so much of her stuff I never need anymore, then she comes out with the Valentine's collection, and I'm like, oh my God, I need to get those minis. I don't have any minis. Like,
I mean, you have to definitely have minis. At this point, as a collector, if you don't have minis, what are you even doing?
So how do you think I feel? Like, right now, we just had our third set of minis released. You know, there's the birthday minis. Then there's
which we all wanted. I almost crashed my car 3 times because every time they went on sale, I tried to, like, pull over and, you know, buy them because they go so fast.
I've been at various stages of my current job right now at, like, while these things have come out. So there's certain times where I've had to be like, okay, everyone, like, I just...
Let's go take a break.
It's about to be 3 p.m. Like, I just have to just do this. There's a restock. I just need a second. And I never get it. I didn't get the birthday minis. So then there's the holiday minis. The birthday minis were gold. Holiday minis were
silver.
Didn't
they do... the Chloe collection had some minis too?
No. Coco collection was not minis. But within the Valentine's, there's these mini kits. And that has 2 colors from the Coco collection and minis. I know too much.
No, I know everything too. We both are disgusting monsters. I will tell you this though, Esther. Like, this is honest right here. I do not like my minis. I got them in my holiday collection, and I never wear them. They're all too fucking dark.
Okay, I have to say something to that. What about the color Angel?
It's too fucking dark.
No, I have Angel because I got it in the 4-piece set, and I love Angel. And I use the tip from our friend Deanna that she recently gave to us, which was 3 dots of a Kylie lip kit color mixed with chapstick.
I mean, I love the matte finish and how well it stays, though. Like, when I do a Kylie lip, I coat my shit. You know what I mean? I don't fuck around with 3 dots. I do the whole damn lip. And also, if you accidentally go one tiny bit out of your lip, I have to fill in to kind of blend it. And then my lips end up halfway across my face. I just don't think I like have the confidence to rock like a bold lip. I need like a very neutral, pinky kind of natural color. And hers are way too dark.
I totally agree. As a fair skinned person, I have this problem with almost all of her colors. But as I said, like the three dot thing can help with that. But I understand that's not for That's not going to work for everybody. Also, I can't believe how much you're talking about Kylie.
I know.
It's so embarrassing. It's
I don't
shameful.
Want to
I don't
anymore.
Want my parents to listen to this. I don't want anyone I love to know.
Well, let's move on.
But I had one other thing.
Oh, you were going to ask me who that little girl was on her Snapchat.
No, well, that's Kylie. That's Kylie, not Kylie Cosmetics. That's fair game. But I wanted to know if you can tell what I'm wearing on my lips.
Oh, shit. Ginger?
No.
Chris Malibu?
No, but... Oh. Interesting. I do feel like I can understand ginger, why you'd guess that. Think basic.
Okay, like from the OG days.
Take it back to the basics.
That's not 22.
No.
No, I have 22. I love it. Just tell me.
It's Candy K.
It is?
Yes.
It's crazy how different colors look on different people.
I know. It's infuriating.
It's crazy.
I know.
Because we're both like pale white women. But no, that color looks nothing like that on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would think the colors would look the same on us because we're both so fair.
But, like, I feel like you have a different, like, undertone than me.
Right.
What is my damn undertone?
I know.
You know, everybody on YouTube's always like, I have this undertone, and so I wear this. I'm like, how do I know what my fucking undertone is? I don't know. It's under. That's why you can't say it.
You need to have, do you know Andre Vermeulen?
Uh-huh.
She was on my podcast, and she told me my undertone.
See,
so
Andre has done my makeup before. I could probably text her right now and she'd tell me my undertone. I might do that. Hey, Siri.
Is this going to work?
Text Andre Vermeulen.
Yes.
Text Andre Vermeulen.
Holy shit.
What do you want to say to Andre Vermeulen?
Wait, this is
Hey,
so good.
Do you know what my skin undertone is? Question mark.
Your messages. Hey, do you know what my skin undertone is? Ready to send it?
Yeah, girl.
Oh my gosh.
I'll send your message.
Let's see what she says.
Your Siri is so much more, like, it's better.
Like good?
More better than mine.
Well, we've had a long relationship.
My Siri doesn't listen to me and give a fuck that I exist.
Really? I feel like Siri and I are on the same page. I try to get her to say, like, racist things, and I try to get her to say cuss words. Just to, like, see if she will.
Wait, so... One of my friends.
I know that's dark.
One of my friends said that she ran into someone she knew who listened to my podcast, and she said it was a guy, and he said that he loves when you're on. Even though we talk about makeup, it's still funny, but it just made me, like, I feel like now that we're on Natch Butte, because obviously you've been on Weird Adult several times now, you're a recurring guest. Now that we're on Natch Butte, it's like, we can go hog wild with makeup.
Oh, yes, honey. We don't have to go anywhere else. We are riding down the highway of makeup, baby. That's why we should talk about what I handed you. So every episode of Natch Butte, I haven't come up with the exact name of this segment yet. I'm hoping the fans will chime in a few episodes in. But basically, we're going to do some kind of like trend corner where we talk about a hot item that's crazy on Instagram and Facebook, like that everyone's talking about. The first pod, I did that teeth whitener with the LED light that all the Instagram baddies
promote.
You got
that?
Of course I did!
Was that so expensive?
No, it was like, I don't even remember how much it was, because they give a big discount code. It's like, use my code, you know? So I used the code, and guess what? It doesn't work. And I'm pretty sure nothing on Facebook or Instagram works.
Ugh.
But tell everybody what you're holding.
Okay. So what I am holding, it is a product that comes from Molly Cosmetics. Never heard of it, but you don't need to.
Right,
well, until
that's not
now,
important.
Until now, this is the Scylla Sponge. And what the
Hold on, I don't want to interrupt, but Dre just texts me back that my undertone is yellow. With a yellow exclamation point. That's all. She just knows.
I know. I don't even remember what she told me. Oh, no. I think I'm like...
Better go back and re-listen. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Please keep going.
No. So this is the Scylla Sponge. Now, before I even open it, I'm just going to talk about what I
Please.
Think. Okay. So I have seen this on social media. I've seen it.
People went ape.
Jeffree Star, Nikki Tutorials, all the greats have gotten their hands on a Scylla sponge. It's been sold out. The fact that you got your hands on some is really impressive.
It took, I would have gotten it even sooner, but this item comes from China, so it took like 2 months for it to come to me.
As you once said to me when you discovered I had the Tarte Shape Tape Concealer, I will say to you back, game recognized. You got your hands on this. Now...
And I bought one for you.
That is amazing. This is such an honor.
Tell everybody what it's supposed to do. Like, so, what's the benefit of having this silicone beauty sponge?
So basically, from what I understand, should I just open it?
Yeah, of course!
Ah! Okay, so it's like, it looks almost like a little, like a, what you'd put in your bra, like a squishy bra silicone insert thingy.
Yeah.
Like if you've ever, oh, it's so lovely.
I want you to smell it. It smells like heaven.
Oh my God, what does that smell?
I don't know. It's just like beauty dreams,
oh
Prozac,
it's...
everything magical all put to one. The smell, I was like, good morning, Scylla Sponge.
You know what it smells like? It smells like the inserts that I used to put in my point shoes in ballet class.
Oh, that's weird.
I know. Oh, it smells just like that.
I love, you know, smell is like the number one scent.
Yeah.
Or not the number one scent.
It's
memory. The number one. Yeah. Sensory memory. Hey, Donut, don't chew on that.
Okay. What is she doing?
It's in the corn.
Donut just burned down the studio. Donut.
Hey, stop it.
Okay. So it's really like squishy.
I know. Isn't it so much squishier than you thought?
Yeah. I was really expecting like a something that didn't have a lot of give, but this has give. This is like a, if you're filling up a really nice breast.
I was about to say it's like a breast implant.
Yeah. It's
but a very, very tiny breast implant.
It's a very small,
like an infant breast
great
implant.
Breast implant. So, and what this is supposed to, it's supposed to be like a beauty blender. You know, you dab your beauty blender in your foundation, you dab it on your face. Of course, you soak in water first, but the advantage, supposedly, of the Scylla sponge is that it does not soak up any bit of your product, which for someone like me who's likes to be thrifty.
Me too, girl.
That has a large appeal. Now,
so much makeup goes into your friggin' sponge,
yeah,
or a brush. Even if you use a brush to put your foundation on, when you wash the brush out, it's like a river stream of makeup. And I'm like, how does this brush have this much fucking makeup in it? I thought I was putting it on my damn face. No, it goes all into the fucking sponge.
And I know that people are thinking like, okay, then you use your fingers, but I'm just not into that
right now.
No,
I hate the finger painting. Like, my hands are disgusting. I'm a disgusting, dirty monster.
I mean, even no matter how many times I wash my hands, like, I still will know like where they've been, and I just don't want them on my face and in my makeup.
Right. Me
so,
too.
Have you used this?
Yes.
Okay. Can you just tell me everything?
Yes. Okay. So I really wanted you to give a review, but unfortunately this is the first time we've seen each other in a while. And so you're going to have to come back, or we're going to have to talk about it in your pot or whatever. So
yes,
my reaction to it was, so when I normally put on my foundation, and we're going to talk about foundation next, I use right now Makeup Forever HD. And the reason I use that is because I've just been using it for years, and it's because when I was on set and worked on commercials, 9 times out of 10, that's what they would use on me.
Same.
So I got it, and I'm in between two colors, so I do two squirts of 117, one squirt of 118. And I do recommend that everyone buy two colors of foundation, and you mix according to the seasons.
Whoa.
Because it's so hard. Like, sometimes I put on 117 and it's way too white for me and I look like a mime. Or then I did 118, it was too dark. So what do I do? I mix. And depending on how I'm feeling, if I want to warm up a little bit or if I want to cool down my face a little bit, I do a little bit more.
That sounds great. I hope that you're not changing your skin tone, though, based on the seasons, because you're wearing sunscreen every day, so you're always
exactly
the same.
But, you know, sometimes you can't help it. We're just outside and that happens. But
that's
good point.
Fair.
So I did what I normally do. I did two squirts of 117, one squirt of 118.
Okay. Can I just interrupt and say I can't stop squeezing this?
It's really fun, huh?
It's wonderful.
And how about that smell?
The smell, I keep sniffing.
I mean, how do we describe it? It's like a floral. It smells like a very clean, fancy store.
Well, it also smells like silicone. It's like, it smells like rubbery, but I don't know.
Like clean.
Yes.
Like hygienic.
A hygienic rubber.
I love it. I love the smell. When I opened it, I was like, ooh, I like this.
I want to hold this and like sleep with it at night.
Well,
I don't ever want to let it go. It's so cute.
You can do whatever you want with it. It's
yours. I want to draw a smiley face on it. I just want it to be like a pet.
I mean, I think that's a great pet.
Okay, great.
Put a little leash on it, drag it around. Okay, so three squirts. I normally do three squirts. I used three squirts. I had so much more makeup on my face. Like, it was like dripping off. So guess what? Your beauty blender is eating your makeup. It is eating your money. Guess how much a bottle of Makeup Forever HD foundation is? $43.
Wow.
So imagine every time you use your makeup beauty blender sponge, money out the window, honey. Money gone, honey. Gone.
Wait, so how many drops do you think you'll need?
I mean, half of that, I guess. I'm going to have to do like 1.5 squirts of 117 and a half a squirt of 118.
Wow.
Because it was so much makeup, I didn't know what to do with it. I was like pulling it down my neck, which I never really do neck makeup. I'll do it like on the sides and then I'll like kind of blend it with a brush, but I never like fully do my neck.
Neither.
And yeah, I mean, so it definitely works in the regard of putting the makeup on your face. Now, blending the makeup, not so much. Mm. But I also had way too much makeup on. So maybe if I try it with less makeup, it'll actually blend more better. Because Jeffrey, who I believe on his tutorial, said that he loved the way it blended.
He loved the Cilla Sponge?
He loved the Cilla Sponge. I bought mine the day his review came out.
Now that is history in the making.
Right.
So, yeah, I think I watched Nikki's tutorial. I don't remember who I watched about the Cilla Sponge, but it did seem like it, when I was watching the person use it, it really did not look like it was blending. It really didn't.
No, it didn't blend, but it got the makeup all over my face. Mm-hmm. I could move it around with it, and then I took the blender and just wet blender and then just, you know, what is it called? Tapping it?
Yeah.
Tapped it all over, and then I looked great. And I will say, the day I wore this makeup was for an audition, and I was walking through Hollywood and Highland, which, yes, is an area full of garbage people.
But there is a Sephora there.
There is a Sephora there. A guy walked past me, and he goes, "You look really stunning today." And to me, it was like, you know, a lot of like creepy guys say weird stuff to you all the time. But the way he said it was like very genuine. It
sounds like he respected you.
Exactly. And the word choice was everything. If he would have been like, "Hey, you're hot," or "girl looking good," or anything like that. But he was like, "You look stunning today." Today. Which I'm like, have you seen me other days?
I've had that happen to me too. I went to eat at Wood Ranch by myself because I was doing the Doughboys podcast. And I went there beforehand by myself. And the hostess was like, "You look really good today." And I was like, it was so wonderful.
Was it a boy or a girl?
It was
host?
A woman.
See, women are even more friggin' hard to get compliments out of, I feel like, because we're taught to hate each other.
It meant so much.
I love that. Yeah. So maybe the Cilla Sponge was great for that. Because I was getting compliments and looks.
I'm so excited to use this.
I can't wait to hear your review. You're gonna have to give us another one.
I will.
Can we just really briefly talk about foundation?
We sure can.
I mean, we're already 20 minutes in. I have like 95 more points. I knew this was going to be like this. The floodgates are open now.
Well, this can also be a two-parter, a seven-parter,
That's
whatever
a good
we
point.
Need.
Okay, so like I said, I'm currently using Makeup Forever HD, but I don't want to use it anymore because it is not a vegan or cruelty-free company.
I'm aware. I recently learned this, and it's pretty upsetting because so many makeup artists, especially in Hollywood,
right.
do use Makeup Forever, and so you do get used to it like, oh, it's an industry standard. However, no, it is very easy for a brand to be cruelty-free, so the fact that they're not is pretty shitty.
Well, let's explain the difference between vegan and cruelty-free.
Please.
Cruelty-free means that they do not test on animals. However, every company in the world that sells in China tests on animals because it's required by law in China. So Makeup Forever is big in China. So if they said we're not going to sell in China anymore, they would lose a bajillion dollars.
Wow.
But a lot of companies do that. They are the companies that were called cruelty-free. Pretty much no companies in America test. There are ones that do. But a lot... Only where it's, you know, required by law is what it's called. Like MAC, only required by law. Makeup Forever, only required by law. Meaning we sell in China. Chinese animals still matter.
Wait, so is there a difference between being vegan and cruelty-free?
Yeah.
What is the difference?
So vegan means there are no animal-derived products in the makeup.
Gotcha.
And there's a lot of crazy shit that they put in makeup. Oh, okay, so I said this on the last podcast, and I didn't give the facts. I just kind of grazed over it. But I actually looked it up. So last time I talked about the crushed-up beetles. Do you know about this?
I've heard.
So it's called carmine. And last time I didn't know what it was called. So just to do my damn homework like a pro, it's red pigment from the crushed female cochineal insect. Reportedly 70,000 beetles must be killed to produce 1 pound of this dye.
Oh, no. Is and that like in every lipstick or something horrible?
No, it is in non-vegan brands. Yeah. And so a lot of things, a lot of products for certain lines, they're like, we're not a vegan line, but we have vegan products. And they'll list which ones are. So basically that beetle shit is in a lot of them. But it's not just beetle shit. It's like amino acids. Like you see amino acids on like a million skincare products. Those are derived. They can be either plant derived or animal derived. And a lot of them are animal derived, which is just nasty when you think about it. It's like, what am I rubbing on my damn face?
That is weird. Is Kylie Cosmetics vegan?
Vegan and cruelty free.
Oh, thank God.
A lot of indie brands are.
Oh,
and you know
thank
what? God. We have Feral fucking Audio. And it's all about supporting the independent artist.
Yes.
So I urge everyone out there to do your research and find indie brands that you support what they're about. Fuck the corporate man.
Wait, what are our indie brands?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about because I was like, I can't do makeup forever anymore. But I also, when I'm on set, I don't say, excuse me, please don't put that on my face because I don't feel like I'm at that point in my career yet where I can
totally
tell them
agree.
What to do.
Here's the way I see it. It's kind of like how I am with eating. I know you're vegan, which I fucking respect.
Yeah,
and I love
it's
that.
So hard.
I'm not vegan. I try to eat vegan sometimes. I know that doesn't count, but whatever. Like,
no,
of course it counts.
Do what you got to do,
thank
man.
Thank you. I do eat everything, but sometimes whenever I am going like, okay, I'm gluten-free this year or whatever, my rule is that when I go to someone's house, I will eat what they're serving.
Right.
And I think it's the same way for me with makeup. I will choose my products at home the way
right.
I want
what
to.
What you spend your money on.
Yes.
Right.
However, if I'm, you know, on a set or something, they can do what they want.
Yeah. I mean, I just did a shoot for this podcast last weekend, and the woman slayed my makeup.
Ooh.
But she used, which I've never used this, the Armani Luminous Silk Foundation. Have you used it?
Okay. I feel like this is the holy grail foundation across the board for like every beauty blogger.
It's $64
It's really
a
expensive.
Bottle.
My fashion blogger friend Rumi Neely uses it. I tried it, and I was underwhelmed, and I actually ended up buying Kojin Doe instead. Although now I'm realizing...
Is.
Kojin Doe?
What's that? Why don't I know what that is?
Oh my God.
Don't judge me. You just judged me. I just got a judgy face.
Yeah, I use it. Is it the water, their aqua foundation, I think, or something like that? Maybe it's their other one. I don't know. But it comes in a glass bottle with a black lid. But I'm just now realizing that that brand comes from Japan or China. I don't know which one.
And it's not. That's nothing from Asia.
So heartbreaking.
Nothing is
that's
vegan from
startling.
Asia. Yeah. Or cruelty-free, for that matter. So Armani Luminous Silk, it looked amazing. I was very happy with it. The price point is insane.
Yeah.
You and I are always on a budge. Yeah. We're always being frugal.
So we can save up to have Kylie's.
Exactly. It is not vegan, not cruelty-free, and it's owned by L'Oreal. So a lot of these companies at Sephora are all owned by bigger parent companies.
I hate that.
And you think like, oh my God, I'm supporting this cool brand. No, you're not. You're supporting some evil giant corporation with some dickhead in his office, like the CEO with his feet up on his desk. You know what I mean?
His feet aren't even on his desk because he's not even in the office. He's at home.
He's
or on a
golfing
yacht.
Or something. Yeah. Exactly. So Armani Luminous Silk is really just fancy L'Oreal. Isn't that insane? Because it's called Armani, they jack up the price.
I don't understand how Armani is owned by L'Oreal. Like,
it's Armani Cosmetics. The cosmetics are owned by L'Oreal, not Armani, the clothing line.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. So L'Oreal is straight up evil corporation. And I don't mean to, I'm not trying to judge by like, I'm saying evil as in cruelty, not cruelty free and not vegan.
Mm-hmm.
They got that beetle shit in all their colors. They pour shit on little bunnies and see how they act. L'Oreal is like the most, like they friggin' test on animals and they give zero fucks. Like they're like, yes, we test on animals. Like they don't even try to hide that shit. So I can't buy that either.
Mm-hmm.
So then, have you seen everybody going wild over this Wet n Wild foundation?
Oh, yeah.
Wet n Wild Photo Focus Foundation. It is $5.99 a bottle.
Ooh.
Quite different from the L'Oreal. And I was like, you know what? I never buy Wet n Wild because it's so cheap. I'm like off-put by that.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so cheap?
It is a little confusing. I bought it a lot when I was in middle school. And
I didn't even do that because I was like, ew, it's too cheap. I would go for like CoverGirl, you know? I would go like a little more high shelf. Yeah.
You had self-respect right away.
I mean, I guess in some regards. But guess what? Wet n Wild. Okay, so Wet n Wild is cruelty-free. They're mostly vegan. So they do have some beetle shit mixed into some of their stuff. And they have a list on their website of all the items that are vegan. Guess what? Wet n Wild Photo Focus Foundation, not on the list. However, all the other foundations they sell are. So I was like, maybe they just haven't updated their list, but I can't buy it until I confirm that because we got to do our best.
This is so frustrating.
I mean, because this whole podcast is going to be me reviewing the hot item makeups. And if my friggin', you know, morals are going to keep me from having fun, what am I supposed to do? Because here's the other thing. I had this whole list of stuff that I found on Refinery29. I love Refinery29 and I love their beauty stuff. They did a thing a few weeks ago about like the new fun drugstore items coming out. And I love like going to CVS and spending like $100 on just shit. It's like one of my favorite like fun things to do.
I totally am with you. When I was home this summer, I just like walked to a CVS and spent so much time looking at the drugstore makeup.
I mean,
so much fun.
It's great. So they did a thing on like drugstore face products that are like new this season.
Okay.
And I was like, yes, queen.
Is one of them that weird mask from, you know how all the Instagrammers have that like white plastic light up LED mask?
Oh,
there's
yeah,
a drugstore one now.
Oh, I want that.
I know. We need to figure that
okay,
out.
Okay, that's going to go on my list of things to review. So, for example, Cetaphil. Have you ever used Cetaphil?
I have.
So, Cetaphil is a very popular, affordable, like, skincare.
I tried to stop using it because it's riddled with parabens.
Okay,
although
well.
Although it's really hard to be paraben free.
Parabens?
It's harder than you think.
What are parabens?
They're like, I think they're preservatives that are not good for you.
So I used to use some Cetaphil because they had it at my dermatologist's office. And I was at that point like acne ridden and trying to friggin' control my shit.
Which, by the way, trust no one. All dermatologists, like, it's all just, what is it, like drug lobbyists?
I'm telling you,
it's all bullshit.
I mean, this is what I'm about to get into. So Cetaphil came out with their own line of makeup wipes. And I love a good wipe, honey.
Me too.
We've talked about wipes. And right now I'm using these Trader Joe's ones that were an impulse buy because I like to try new things. They're that micellar water. I don't even know if that's how you say that.
I love micellar water.
Is that how you say it?
I think so.
So they're micellar wipes. And I was like, yes, micellar is a buzzword right now.
What brand are they?
They're Trader Joe's.
They have Trader Joe's micellar wipes?
Yes. And they're a little stingy. That like when I'm too lazy, like I had a show the other night. I didn't get home till 4 because I'm wild. And I was like, fuck this. I'm not doing the skin regimen tonight, which I hardly ever do, but I never go to bed with makeup on ever. So I wiped them and it's like kind of stingy, burny. Like they're not super gentle. These Cetaphil ones are like gentle. And I'm like, I like Cetaphil. I like their gentle, you know, the gentle vibe. But guess what? Cetaphil is owned by a drug corporation and they completely are out about testing on animals. So guess what? That's not going to happen. I can't talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, yeah.
Then, okay, so we've never talked about hair, you and me. We always talk about makeup.
True.
But your hair is so pretty and long.
So here is kind of my, like, deep, dark secret.
Oh, shit.
I just don't give a fuck about hair.
Okay.
I don't.
It's all about the face for you.
I mean, obviously I like to try different shampoos, but that's as far as it goes. And dry shampoos, but like, I'm just not into hair products. They don't excite me the way a skincare product does.
100% agree.
Beauty product. Okay.
100%. I just read again a Refinery29 article about like hair care and it was like, you should be doing a mask every week, a hair mask. And I was like, what the fuck is a hair mask?
Yeah,
I've never done a hair mask in my life.
To me, a hair mask is the ultimate like beauty industry fuck you. Cause it's just like, this is such a fake made up thing.
Like we don't need to do that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, cause my hair is terrible. So maybe I do need a hair.
Very nice.
No, it's like I used to have the most thick, beautiful hair, and over the years, because I dye my hair every 6 weeks.
Well, that's crazy.
And I did Accutane twice, and all my hair fell out.
Well,
and I'm vegan, so I'm probably dying. So like, my hair is so thin. I have like 4 hairs on my head, and I'm like, should I be doing a mask? Is that gonna help my fucking hair?
I just think that people who want thicker hair, they take, like, what is it, vitamin E pills or those but hair bear shit.
I'm going to review those, too.
You need to.
But they don't work, right?
I know,
you know how you get your hair to grow? Wait! Wait! Wait a damn year, your hair will grow! You can't do shit! Nothing's going to make your hair grow. Right?
Definitely a mask will not make your hair grow.
And a serum. They were like, do a mask once a week and do a serum. I'm like, what the fuck is a hair serum? But I Googled it and there's a million of them.
It's crazy how I can totally recognize that industry preying on people for no reason. But when it comes to skincare, I'm like, yes, I need all the serums.
See, I'm the same, but I'm starting to think maybe I should spread it around a little. Not so much on the mug. Get a little on the head, too. I'm happy to hear you say it. I have a dandruff problem.
Me too.
And I know you do?
Yes.
Okay, so excellent. I tried everything. Everything. I'm talking, I tried all the homeopathic shit. I was putting tea tree oil. I was doing everything you can do. I even got dermatologist stuff, like prescription. Nothing would solve it. The only thing that solved my dandruff is Head and Shoulders, itchy scalp. It says on there, itchy scalp formula. It's not just regular Head and Shoulders. It's specifically for an itchy scalp. The only thing that made it stop and make my head not itch all the time. And I use it like once a week.
Right.
Guess what? They test on animals. That's okay. Procter & Gamble. All these parent companies own everything. But that's here. No, neither here nor there.
This
I've had it for years.
Such a deeply rooted issue.
I'm telling you,
this whole
episode. So they came. So Dove has one. It's called Dove Dermacare Scalp Anti-Dandruff Shampoo Invigorating Mint. And I was like, that sounds exciting. Sounds a little bit more refined than my normal Head and Shoulders. Sign me up. But guess what? Dove is not cruelty free.
Dude, what's going on?
I'm telling you, almost every company that's like mainstream isn't. And like Burt's Bees. Okay, so like Burt's Bees is vegan and cruelty free.
Didn't they just get bought out?
By Clorox! Clorox bleach, the most toxic shit on the planet, owns Burt's fucking Bees! Clorox would kill bees! If you put Clorox at the beehive, all the damn Burt's Bees would fall over dead! Fuck you, Burt's Bees! You're a sellout! You know what I mean? I'm doomed! Where can I get a fucking face wipe that didn't kill a little bunny? You know what I mean? Is there one that exists? Can I wipe my face with something that doesn't have a fucking beetle shit on it? A crushed beetle? I mean, what the fuck? Somebody help me here. Somebody help me. I don't know what to do.
Wait. Burt's Bees... Do they test on animals, though?
They don't, but their parent company does. I mean, the other thing on here, listen to this. It's L'Oreal, which we've already established is a very evil corporation, okay? L'Oreal Everfresh Sulfate-Free Scalp Care System. Micro-exfoliating scrub gently removes flaky buildup. Apricot seed. That sounds amazing to me because I feel like I get that itchy, flaky buildup in my hair, and I know it's from dyeing my hair all the time and, you know, whatever, dry shampoo. I was like, yas, queen, sign me up. L'Oreal Drugstore New Product scalp scrub. I love a good scrub. I scrub my face. I scrub my feet. I scrub up. Scrub me all night. Fuck you. I can't use this shit. I can't buy this. I can't support this shit. Fuck you. Fuck you, L'Oreal. Get some fucking integrity. And I'm happy we're talking about this because people don't know.
I know
it's
you're right.
It's cognitive dissonance. It's like, we don't think about it. You know, oh, I want to buy this product. It's in front of me. It's available. I'm going to buy it. But you don't realize when you buy it, you're supporting shit that you probably don't want to happen.
Wow. And as we have so little power that really consumerism is kind of the only way we can make these choices.
Exactly. All we can do is use our wallets for good.
And I will say that I've been using shampoo that I love, and it's made by Lush, which is kind of expensive, but they are cruelty-free.
Lush? Okay.
But so they're like, not as chemical-friendly as they make you think that they are.
Well, like, I feel like everything in the mall has an evil side.
Yeah.
You aren't in a mall unless you have some evilness to you.
Agreed.
I think it's because they have to pay their rent at the mall.
Right. The mall landlords are, like, snapping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I loved my lip scrub from Lush. It's so tiny, and it was $20!
Lush is so expensive.
It's so expensive.
And they only have one sale every year, and it's the day after Christmas, and it's so competitive. It's really hard.
I got a black eye at that sale. I'm just kidding. You know what? That's a really perfect segue into what we really are here to discuss.
Oh, my God.
Which, I mean, I really don't even think we're going to have time to do the quiz. And it's because we just have so much to discuss.
That's fine. I'm going to be here every day.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, so guess what? We are here because we talked about this on your pod a little bit.
Yes, on your second appearance on Weird Adults, sometime late January, this topic came up because you had texted me about it.
I did. Because we like to stay on the pulse of what's happening in the beauty world, and I was shook because I had never heard anything about this, and I needed you to know. As soon as I found out, I needed your thoughts. So we're talking about dumpster diving. So just a briefing on what that is. It's people go through the dumpsters of stores and rummage through and take items that were thrown out and then use them. So it's basically a freegan movement. Mm-hmm. However, and as of about, I'd say, 5 months ago, this started happening on YouTube, and it's all privileged cis white girls. And they're like, oh, my God, look at my Ulta haul. And it's basically like they're showing everyone all the free shit they dug out of the dumpster at Ulta, which is kind of exactly what this whole movement was against.
What do you mean?
So, okay, I'm going to just start the conversation about dumpster diving with to tell us both to recognize and acknowledge our privilege.
Okay, sure.
Because I feel like the idea of like people digging through the trash is sad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't want to ever dig in the trash for things I need.
Right.
I would like, you know, that makes me sad. People that don't need these items are now doing it to like show off.
Right.
And that's not what the freegan dumpster dive movement is about at its core. And that's why the freegans are really pissed about the commercialization of this dumpster diving.
How do you even know this?
Because I've been on forums, honey. So, okay, so that's another thing I'm going to say. This whole dumpster diving thing is like an underground thing that now, because of these thirsty-ass hoes on YouTube trying to show off, everyone's starting to find out about it, me and you included. So I just want to say, like, I've done a lot of research. I've gone a little underground. And I feel a little weird about, like, revealing some of these secrets. But also, all of this is on YouTube.
Yes.
So I don't feel bad. All of this is on YouTube. There's a couple girls who, like, I'm talking millions of views. And they're like, look at all my Ulta that I got. And so all of this is on their videos. And they share this to get views, which is, again, against what this whole movement is about.
Oh, no.
So I'm doing this as a research for everyone.
I doubt
people listening to this are going to suit up and go dig. It's more for an educational reason. So if the freegans want to come at me, they definitely have a right. But I just had to say all that to begin.
That was a really solid disclaimer.
Good. I'm happy. Okay. So what did I figure out? Basically, the market is getting really saturated because of all the YouTubers sharing what's going on. Every person now wants to DD.
Right. So there's like no... There's just no...
It's a lot harder to get a successful dive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking... This is specifically for, like, beauty dumpster diving. There's people that dumpster dive at grocery stores to get their food. And, you know, that's amazing. Hell yeah. I mean, everyone should be doing it. Get your free shit. It's stupid. It's so wasteful. This is the most wasteful society.
It's really
So
depressing.
It's great. But this is specifically for the beauty divers. Okay, so... The word on the street in the DD world is that, like, they're really pissed at the YouTube girls for sharing everything because it's making their jobs a lot more difficult. Let's start with Ulta. So Ulta is the big one. Ulta is the one that most of the YouTube videos are about. The reason is because, like, what's the other big makeup store? Sephora.
Sure.
There are no Sephora dye videos.
There aren't?
None. And I have several reasons why. Number one... Most Sephora's are in malls, and malls have compactors. No one dives into compactors, you'll die. So if there's not a freestanding dumpster, like, it's off limits. So most Sephora's have compactors. Number two, do you remember when we called the Sephora on your pod on Feral Audio? We called, and the woman at Sephora said, we send back everything to the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that's true.
What?
Apparently, that's true. However... One of my fans on Snapchat, who recently just sent me a bunch of makeup because she works in Sephora corporate, I'm not going to reveal her identity, but she did say to me that she doesn't believe that their returns get shipped back, but like extra samples, that kind of stuff does. But she says to her knowledge, Returns are not shipped back to the manufacturer. So there's probably some good shit in the Sephora dumpsters, just nobody can get it out because they don't want to get, you know, squished by a compactor.
That sounds like such a dream job working at Sephora Corporate. That's so cool.
So she sent me a snap and she was like, I love all your videos and, you know, you opening your unboxings at Sephora and stuff. And she's like, do you want some of my makeup? Because I literally get handed full-sized items of everything and I never use it. And she was like opening drawers and I was like getting wet. It was like me watching porn. I was like, oh, Urban Decay setting spray. Oh, Glam Glow mask. Oh, like I was just like, oh my God, I'm dying. Like everything. Because it's like us, like we don't want to go to comedy shows all the time because we freaking do comedy shows all the time. Imagine somebody else being like, oh my God, you get to go to comedy shows every night? That must be awesome.
Right. And I would be like, yeah, whatever, name the comedy club you want to go to. I will get you in there.
Exactly. Or like baristas don't go home and make coffee for themselves.
Right.
It's probably the last thing they want. So she's numb to it. So, yeah, you know, we all count our blessings. Just whatever job you're in. So, okay, Ulta. So girls go to Ulta and dig in the trash. What has been happening more lately than ever is what the DDers call souping.
Oh, no.
So basically, when you buy something at Ulta or on Ulta.com, like let's say I bought the Too Faced Sweet Peach Palette.
Sure.
And I
Very popular hot item. Mixed reviews.
Very mixed reviews.
Too Faced is kind of under fire lately.
Yeah. I don't own any Too Faced.
I don't either.
Yeah. They're a vegan company, but they are owned by a parent company. And I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but it's a very evil one. Mm-hmm. So again, everything's evil. Shop indie. So I have a Sweet Peach palette. I buy it. I try a couple colors and I don't like it. I send it back. They can't resell that
right. Because
my dirty DNA is all over it. Who knows what I did? Like I said on yours, what if I swab my pussy out? What if I rub my finger in my pussy and rubbed it on one of the colors and gave it back? You don't know. I could totally do that. So they can't resell it. So they box it up and they throw it in their dumpster. And that's when girls would dig in the trash, find these brand new palettes with like two or three colors used once. They spray them with alcohol and they're clean and they're usable. So what Ulta is starting to do to counteract and to deter these people from digging is what they call, the DDers have called souping, which is they destroy everything in the box. So they will get a Tarte palette or the Sweet Peach palette, and they'll take a knife and they'll slice every color completely out to the pan, every color out. They'll get the lipstick and they'll squish them completely out. They'll open a perfume and break it open. They will pour a foundation over every product and smear it and ruin it. They'll get a bottle of lotion and they'll pour the whole lotion all over everything. They'll just purposely destroy the trash that they're not making any money off of, that no one's going to use, that is going to sit in a landfill for eternity. They destroy it so that nobody can have fun and no one can enjoy it. That's what Ulta is doing.
Disgusting.
Now, I know they must have their reasons.
It's like a legal thing.
Yeah, I think it's like, I don't know, because to me, all it is free advertising for their products.
Well, there must be some legal issue, whereas if you get like the Sweet Peach palette out of the garbage from Ulta and then you get some sort of disease from it, that you could sue them.
I mean, maybe something.
That would be my guess.
All I'm saying is it's
ridiculous.
We should
change the law and make it not.
It's all I'm saying is it's ridiculous because whoever's doing that is taking up their time doing that.
It's also
when they could be doing other shit.
That it could, instead of going to the landfill, it could go to your home.
Right. And, you know, I know you and I don't necessarily need it, but if you're thirsty enough to cover yourself in fucking plastic wrap and dig in a garbage can all night, you think you're allowed to have a free Sweet Peach palette? I think you are. I think you deserve that. You know, Ulta, come on! So I guess what's happening now is some people are too busy to do that. So every once in a while, people do find stuff. But for the most part, it's ruined. And then there's people who will still dig through the soup and salvage things.
Oh, no.
Like, you can, like, clean things off, you know?
Didn't you say that the soup was, like, they poured bleach on soup?
There was a girl on one of my forums, and I'm not naming any names or names of anything I've discovered because they have let me in. You know, I kind of, like, it's sort of like I said, what is the example I used on the text? Save the Last Dance? You know, like when Julia Stiles like comes to her new school and then she discovers like the underground rap, like the dance world. It's like, you know, she had to like be let in. Yeah. Somebody had to like let her into that world.
How did you get in?
Well, I just asked to be approved and they let me in. And then I kind of like proved myself in the comments and whatnot and like, you know, got interested. And there were a few girls I reached out to in private message and I got a bunch of responses. And we'll get into some of that, too. But yeah, somebody said that one of their Ulta bags was full of bleach, which is illegal. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's a hazardous waste. You can't just you can't throw it out in like the normal garbage. But that was a vindictive. That was like the lady we talked to at Ulta Burbank Empire Center. That's what I'm saying. It was probably her. Like, because I feel like, why are you that mad at the trash can diggers? I think there are people. I have an example written down. There are people that are probably digging through the trash cans and throwing the trash everywhere and not cleaning up after themselves. And I get being mad about that because then the employees have to go out there in the morning, clean up all the trash they threw all over the floor and shit. I get that. It's like Mount Everest. Have you heard about what's happening at Mount Everest?
No.
So people have been climbing Mount Everest for like half a century now, but not a lot of people. I mean, I don't know anyone who's climbed Mount Everest. Do you?
No.
But like everything, humans are destroying it. So what's happening is people have been climbing Mount Everest for 50 years or so. And every time, you know, people shit, people have to go to the bathroom. So people have just not disposed properly of their waste on Mount Everest. And now as global warming is happening, it's starting to melt. And all of the human excrement is starting to melt down Mount Everest.
Are you joking?
And people are getting sick. The groundwater has it contaminated. So even if you like boil the water, it's still in the water. There's three camps on Mount Everest, like the layers, and every camp smells. Like you walk up and it just smells because for years people were just going out of their tent, taking a dump and getting back in, like 2 feet over. There's no waste management system. No one's properly disposing of it. No one's taking it out with them. So basically Mount Everest is just a big shit pile right now.
That's so shocking.
I know, but I'm telling you, when people go places they're not allowed, it ruins it for everyone.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with these dumpsters. If these dummies were cleaning up after themselves and not flaunting their shit on YouTube, everyone could still be getting their sweet peach pelts out of the trash. But everybody's showing off. Everybody's shitting on Mount Everest. You know what I mean?
That is dark.
It's dark. So that's just
an
example.
Analogy. What a beautiful analogy.
The market is saturated. All I'm saying is the market is saturated. It used to be a few people climb Mount Everest, and now everybody's climbing Mount Everest. Same with the dumpsters. Every thirsty bitch on YouTube now wants, just like us. And I'm saying that we're guilty because we want to do it.
I know.
But I want to do it not because I want to keep the garbage makeup. I want to do it as an experience to give the podcast listeners a firsthand account.
I totally agree.
And it's going to be hilarious. And Lauren Lapkus wants to go with us. So we have to wait for her to get back from London.
It's a dream team.
And then the three of us are going to go out. It's going to be fantastic. Okay, so here's my current research from the Los Angeles side of things. So LA is not DD friendly. I think because of our extremely bad homeless problem, every dumpster is locked. I have a list. So the first place I chose to go, you know the 365 by Whole Foods? It's the first one in the country. We got it in Silver Lake, California.
You went there on opening day.
I did go there on opening day, and they gave me a $50 gift card for
Snapchatting.
Are you
serious?
Yes. It is in the same parking lot as a CVS. There's By Chloe, one of our favorite restaurants.
Yes.
There's a few different shops. I went around the back. It said no trespassing, but I went anyway in my car. And I went all the way down and looked. Every dumpster locked, closed. Every single dumpster. Also, no trespassing signs. So it is not illegal to dumpster dive in LA. Unless there is a no trespassing sign, then it is illegal.
This is good info.
And guess what? Everywhere I went, there was a no trespassing sign. The second place I went was the WeHo Empire Center. What's that one called? The Target, the West Hollywood Target Pavilion or whatever.
Yeah.
So it has a Target, an Ulta,
Starbucks,
lots of places. Again, I went where it said not to go in my car. I just kind of was like, if somebody stopped me, I'm going to be like, oh, sorry, I'm trying to turn around. You know, whatever. All around the back of the store, locks on every single dumpster, no trespassing signs. So then, I haven't been to this place.
The idea of locked garbage is so disturbing.
Oh, the other one I went to was the Sally's at Vermont and Hollywood in kind of the Los Feliz neighborhood of Los Angeles. Because I go to Sally's all the time. That's where I get my hair products or my hair dye. And I'm a DIY dyer. I have been for 18, 19 years now.
which sounds crazy, but I've been dyeing my hair since I was 13. So I was at Sally's and I did the same thing, all locked. And a lot of DDers go to Sally's and they soup bad. They will soup with like toxic hair dye. So like when you open the bag, red dye will just take over.
That is so awful.
And it's just going to the trash, man.
Honestly, the locked garbage is like really an image that I can't get out of my mind.
But imagine, but you know how bad the homeless is here.
Yeah, and no, it's true.
It's probably just they would come out in the morning and everything would be torn up and they'd have to clean it all up.
Yeah, and they'd be like, then also there'd just always be homeless people lingering. And
exactly,
I
to get your stuff. So that's, you know, I get it. But if we are going to have to DD, Esther, we're going to have to go out of town. We're going to have to take a road trip. And I honestly don't even know if that's going to work because I've been talking to fellow DDers in Santa Clarita. I've been talking to some deep in the valley. They all have dealt with the same locks.
What about like Arizona or like...
Well, yeah, but do you want to take a 5-hour road trip? I mean, we could, but I don't know if you're into that. I'm just saying. Okay, so City Walk. So Universal City Walk, Esther and I discussed because they have a Lush and we were like, oh my God, we want to dumpster dive at Lush. Mm-hmm. Imagine how good that trash would smell.
It could be really valuable there because even though their testers get used up like right. crazy at that store, if there's a return,
right.
that's gold.
Or like, what if some of the bath bombs, like a piece of it crushed off and nobody's yeah. going to buy one that doesn't look perfect? Like, I feel like it would have a lot of good shit in it. And again, Lushes are mainly in malls. Mm-hmm. So the malls have compactors so nobody can DD for the Lush, but I was like, what about City Walk? So I went on Facebook because I know a lot of people. I've lived in LA for almost 11 years. And I put, hey, who do I know that works at City Walk? Or do you know anyone that works at City Walk? And I got two replies. One is a girl that I went to college with and I didn't even engage her for two reasons. And she's probably, if she hears this, I'm going to feel bad, but it's really funny. Number one, it says she sells Nerium and I don't trust women that do multi-level marketing.
Wait, what's Nerium?
It's one of those multi-level marketings. It's like
Arbonne.
Yes. And I just, if I start a conversation with somebody that does that, they try to get me to buy it and yeah, I can't take it.
I know.
And I'm all about women making their own money. Like, I don't want to shame anybody out there. You sell Roden and Fields or you sell Stella and Dot, whatever you do, do you. And I'm happy you're making money for yourself. Just don't put your shit on me. I don't need that. I don't want that because I get almost once a week a random, hi, remember we went to college together? Anyways, I'm a consultant for this. I would love to. It's like clearly you just pasted this message to literally everyone on your Facebook. I'm not interested in selling your shit. I have four jobs. I have four jobs, okay? Jackie Johnson, comedic actress. Jackie Johnson, lash extensions. Jackie Johnson, the podcaster. Jackie Johnson, the punk rock singer.
Wow.
I don't need another fucking job. Stop trying to get me to sell your shit.
I do feel like you already have one. You actually now have two jobs that are beauty related. Like,
yes.
You don't need.
And as soon as the pod takes off, I'm quitting Jackie O'Lashes.
Wow.
And I can't wait, honestly. I love it, but it's been great to me. But like, mama's done. I've had a side job my entire life.
But
you know
here's
what I mean?
My question. Let's say the podcast blows up, which is going to. It's
yeah,
just
yeah.
a matter of time.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, the biggest pod in the world. It's going to be like WTF.
It will be. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
What if like that makes Jackie O'Lashes so big that now it's like...
I don't have time. I would rather research makeup all day and just find the cruelty-free and talk about the ingredients. I would rather do that than like
yeah.
stick extensions on people.
Have you talked about what Jackie O'Lashes is on your pod?
No, actually, I haven't. Basically, I'm in LA, I'm a comedian, and even though I've made a good living off of commercials, let's not forget I'm on Tier 1 insurance.
I will never forget that.
Yeah, so...
I'm on Tier 2, it's the scum of the earth.
I mean, I've been on Tier 2 for like 6 years, so it's not, you know, listen, we're happy to have healthcare, right? I'll take
I'm
it.
I'm so happy.
To have it, be employed and have healthcare in America? Great. I'm very pleased to have it.
I had to apply for healthcare before Obamacare, and that was just...
I used to pay private insurance. It
yeah,
sucked.
Same.
Yeah,
same.
So, listen, I'm doing okay. I make my living as an actor and a comedian. It's great, but I barely make my living. Jackie O'Lashes is a... I went to eyelash extension school 6 years ago as, like, my side job, and then it, like, flourished, and I basically, like, run this network in L.A. of, like, beautiful, successful women, and I do their lashes. And it's been fantastic. It's great. It's just I'm the hired help and I'm sick of being the hired help. I've been it for 6 years and I'm like texting with you about the Scylla sponge and I'm texting with Dre and she's telling me my undertones and I'm getting five other texts like, can you come do my lashes? I have an Emmy's red carpet. And I'm like, oh,
wait,
you know what
really?
I mean?
I didn't know the business was so big.
Well, it's the thing. I keep it. I don't advertise Jackie O'Lashes. It's all an underground network of beautiful secret societal women. Like, I don't,
this
you know what I mean?
So cool.
I'm telling you, it's word of mouth only. And that makes people even more thirsty because they're like, oh, it's like the cool kid club. I only work through referrals. So, like, you can't just get lashes from me. I have randomly gotten a few emails. Sometimes, like, people find out my email, and then I'll be like, who sent you? And if they can't provide me with a name, I don't reply.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Oh, yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to blow up jacket lashes. Am I really good at my job? Yes. Do I have a signature style of lash? Yes. Do I have two people that are on hit television shows wearing my lashes on their shows right now? Yes. I'm just saying, I'm trying to get out of the business. So, like,
now
let's not.
All I want is a Jackie O lashes.
I will do yours 100% for free just so you can have them.
That is a kind offer. I will not accept the free,
no,
but.
Definitely, I'm doing them for you as a gift, but like. I'm about to shut it. I just want this podcast to take off so Mama can finally not have a side job. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm a freaking 32-year-old woman. Give me a break. So, okay. Well, oh, God. What was the last thing I was going to talk about?
Fuck.
Oh, City Walk.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, so that girl. I'll just put that to the side. Basically, I didn't want to engage that girl. I just didn't want to deal with her. My friend, I'm not going to name names. I have a friend who works at Universal. And I had lunch with him today, and he spilled the tea on how the garbage system works at Universal. So basically, no one can get to the garbage at Universal except employees. Every place at City Walk shares a compactor. So there are no garbage can singles for each store. There's one compactor for the entire City Walk.
Wow.
So our dreams have officially been crushed. No one can get back there. So that's out. So if we want to try a Lush, we're going to have to find a Lush that is like isolated from a mall.
Do those exist?
I mean, I've been trying to find them. Because we're going to have to drive. We can't dumpster dive in LA, basically.
No.
It's not going to happen. They're way too strict with their trash here. We're going to have to find like a place that doesn't have a lot of homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And like we could go home. I could go to my hometown and try Garland, Texas. I could try Garland, Texas and see. But I'm not going to be back in Dallas for, I don't know, a few months.
I mean, and maybe I could try my hometown, too. I'm from the Chicago suburbs.
I don't know, because I'm just saying, the YouTube girls exposed all this,
yeah.
And like that, they're the reason we're talking about this, so I really can't throw them any shade.
It's
I get it.
It's basically like, now that we know about it, it's over.
But we have to try.
Yeah.
We have to at least try just for the, you know, educational purposes of this pod.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to continue my research. I did send you some texts about some ideas I had.
Yes.
Which I'm not going to reveal on air. Because yep. We're trying to get this popping, and I can't be revealing everything. However, I guarantee you those are going to be locked. And the only way to find out is to go look, because I can't call the store and ask.
Oh,
they're going to be like, excuse me, freak.
We learned that the hard way.
Exactly.
Last time on Weird Adults, we were mistreated. We illegally recorded the conversations, checked them out before we go to jail.
Yeah. So it's fine. I don't think those girls are going to come after us.
No.
And if they do, I want you to.
Come at me.
How do you sleep at night when you soup your trash? You soup your pallets. You're a sick monster. This whole podcast, all we did was discuss evil corporations.
I know.
So here's what I ask you guys, Natch Butte audience, Natch Butte Nation, okay? I want you to send me some cruelty-free brands that you like. What are some that you like? Email me. I set up an email, natchbutepod@gmail.com. Email me because I need a new makeup. I need a new foundation. And
me
I
too.
And I would love some skincare. Oh, the other thing I was going to say is, have you ever heard of Pixi? PIXI?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I guess
it's
they're
a drugstore brand.
They're an English brand, but they're now at Target exclusively. And this woman who did my makeup the other day was like, they have these glycolic
I've
pads.
I've heard about those on Reddit.
And they're like, they're amazing. Pixi is cruelty-free, but not all vegan. And they have a list of all their vegan products. And guess what? The pads aren't on it. And I guess it's because of the amino acid serving. I don't know. I didn't get to look up the ingredients. But also, maybe they're just, I don't know if I trust those. What if those aren't updated?
Wait, I have a new product that I am actually really excited about. And now I feel like I need to look up and see if it is, in fact, cruelty-free or not before I go and act like it is.
The Pixi, it's Pixi Glow Peel Pads. They're 20% glycolic and rose water. And I love rose water.
How much are they?
They're $22 for a 60 count, which is much better than the Sephora ones.
For like glycolic, I feel like that's a really good
price.
Yes,
and this girl had gorgeous skin, and she told me she's obsessed with them. So listen.
Wait, Okay, sorry, keep going.
I'm just going to say it's a cruelty-free company. I'm going to look up the ingredients and see, because I would love to try these.
What do you know about glycolic? Because I'm new to the world of AHA, BHA. Like, are you able to educate
glycolic
me?
Is vegan.
Okay.
And I use it.
What does it do, though?
I think it just gets your skin cells. It takes off the dead skin cells. So it's supposed to make your skin look fresher, brighter, cleaner, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Younger, whatever.
Okay.
What's your product
so
that you like?
I'm looking at the website. The product is by Drunk Elephant.
I love Drunk Elephant. Drunk Elephant has the bunny on the back.
So
it's PETA approved.
I'm on their website. Do you test your products on animals? No, we do not test our products on animals. So we're safe. We're in the clear. I don't know if they're vegan.
I will say Drunk Elephant is expensive as fuck.
It's so expensive.
My glycolic was $90. $90 for their serum.
Oh, you got the Drunk Elephant glycolic?
Yeah.
How did you like it?
It's great. I mean, I think we've talked about this. I don't have anything. It's not like amazing me, but it's also not disappointing me. But I also don't use it every night because I've started to do Retin-A now.
Oh.
So I'm starting to like do Retin-A on and off with the glycolic. You can't do it all the time.
No.
Your face will fall off.
Yeah, your skin will get too thin.
Right.
So the product, and Drunk Elephant is expensive as fuck. However, I was introduced to it by my favorite beauty blogger of all time, by a factor of a million, Kathleen Lights. I love her. I love Jeffrey too, don't get me wrong, but Kathleen is just, she's perfect.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, Jackie.
How have you not sent me one of her things?
I must have.
You haven't.
I thought you knew Kathleen.
I don't. You got to send me her shit.
I'll
watch your videos all night.
I will. She's great. Okay. She's very relaxed. She's nothing like Jeffrey.
Does she talk too much, though? That one girl you sent me talks too damn
Stephanie
much.
Stephanie Nicole.
She just did a video that's an hour long.
I know. Stephanie
Nicole's
videos are so long.
I'm like, honey, get some inflection in your voice.
No, but she... Look, I understand, but she is great. She's so smart. I think Stephanie Nicole is one of the smartest beauty bloggers there is. Anyway.
Yeah, but you know how I feel about her.
So I learned about Drunk Elephant through Kathleen Lights, and I did some research on their products. I also went to my dermatologist, and she recommended that I start using a vitamin C product.
Yeah, the serum, right?
And so I picked up the Drunk Elephant vitamin C serum. Now, that is not what my derm recommended. My derm recommended something that was even more pricey and that had bad chemicals. And I was like, fuck that. I'm going to do my own research because I don't trust the dermatologist.
Yes.
I don't trust any of my doctors, which is, I know it makes me
How much
crazy.
Is the Drunk Elephant vitamin C?
I believe it's $80. However, they sell small versions, so I bought... they had a little set of the vitamin C serum, 8 milliliters of that, and 8 milliliters of their vitamin B gel, hydrating gel. So I bought that. It was like $23. I loved both products, so I just went out and purchased the full size of the C. It was $80. And I'm looking on their site. They said some of our products might fit the profile of being vegan and or gluten-free, but not all of them do. If you have a gluten allergy or intolerance, blah, 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 please consult the ingredients.
They put gluten in makeup? I'm telling you, what do we put on our damn faces?
So I can't confirm that this is vegan.
I thought everything was because they have the bunny on the back. They got the PETA bunny.
No,
that's like the highest honor.
It says, if you are a vegan, please consult the ingredient decks for animal-derived ingredients. But they are cruelty-free, which to me is the most important,
right.
I guess. Anyway, the vitamin C serum from Drunk Elephant, just because we've been so negative, I want to talk about something.
Yes.
I love it. I'm new to serums, and I'm really finding that it's leaving my skin, because I have chronically dry skin. My skin is so dry, it's always flaking, and I feel like
this. And dry is, like, the worst for anti-aging.
I know.
Because it dries out all those little fucking lines, you know? That's my problem, too.
When I look at a girl with an oily face, I'm like, give me your oily,
I
wet,
need that
plump,
oil.
Young face.
Give me that supple oil face.
Drizzle it all over me.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to sleep with a butter mask.
But I just want to say, I do think this serum is something to be desired. I really am enjoying it.
Yeah, I really like my Drunk Elephant, too.
Do you have any of their other products?
I don't. I just have that one. And the only reason I bought it was I thought the name was cute.
I got suckered in because I liked the packaging as well.
It is really cute.
Which is horrible to have to admit to.
Okay, so what's worse? They test a product on an animal, or they kill an animal and squeeze out something from its body to put in the product? Not to ruin everything for you, I just wanted to be devil's advocate.
I am going to say that that's really hard.
Yeah, I'm telling you, just once you read what you're putting on your face, you're like, oh, shit.
But here's the thing, I do eat meat.
Yeah.
So it's hard because I know the animals are tortured when they eat meat, and it's really hard to think about. And I do need to put my money where my mouth is and address that.
I also I don't want this to be a vegan podcast because I genuinely want to just talk about makeup and what's popular. I don't want this isn't going to happen every episode. Just everyone listening that's like, fuck off. I don't care about animals. I want to look good. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. So I'm still going to talk about everything and try everything. I don't want everybody to be like, fuck this. She's only going to try hippie products. No, bitch. I'm going to get the Wet n Wild. I'm probably going to get the Armani. I'm trying to stay. I'm just letting everybody know. Okay?
Educate.
I couldn't sleep at night if I just sat here and didn't discuss what I'm feeling.
Is your shirt from Topshop?
It's from Forever 21.
I have a similar shirt.
Okay. So, we should wrap this up. We didn't get to the quiz. You're going to have to come back.
That's fine.
Because I really want every episode to revisit a vintage magazine because there's so much stuff in here that's so good. So much stuff. Why virginity is sexy. These are articles we need to discuss.
Yeah.
So you'll have to come back and we'll do a whole magazine.
Okay, great.
Because I have a feeling we'll never be short on material. So just give everybody where you're at online and then I'm going to tell everybody where I'm at.
I'd love to. I have my podcast, which you are a frequent guest on, and your episodes really they bring life to the party. The podcast is called Weird Adults. You can find it on Feral Audio.
Which is where this is, so that shouldn't be hard to find.
It's right around the corner from where you're at currently. And I'm Little Esther on Twitter, and I'm just,
she's just living her damn life, about to be on her own show.
Yes, I'm writing my show right now for a network called Freeform, which is the new ABC Family.
So it's a show that everyone can watch.
Yes.
Moms can watch it with their daughters.
Although it is not family friendly, actually.
Oh.
But you should watch it with your daughter.
Yeah, she needs to find out. She needs to find out what's going on.
I also just remembering on my last podcast you did how we talked about how we're scared to have a boy, which was my favorite.
Yeah.
But that's where you can find
me. Oh, I came out with a new girl name today. I'll share it with you off air. So, yes, this is the Natch Butte Pod. Please email me your thoughts, opinions, things you want me to check out, anything like that. NatchButtePod@gmail. And my name is Jackie Johnson. I'm unfortunately very hard to find on social media because everything has a different name. However, I might change that depending on how this podcast goes. I might come up with a blanket one across the board.
Wow.
I'm thinking about changing it, so I'm hesitant to even say the names of my shit because what if it's different by then? You know what I mean? So I'm Jackie Johnson. Just fine. Find me, okay? Jackie Michelle Johnson. Look me up. I'll be on Snaps. I'll be on Insta. Oh, and I'm trying to figure out right now if I want to bail on Snapchat and go straight to Insta Story, only because my Insta Stories are getting way more views.
Girl, I hate to be... I want you to come to Insta Story. It would be so much easier for me.
See what I mean? But Insta Stories are so annoying. They don't load.
They all...
They're glitchy. They don't got the filters. Not that I even like the filters anyway. I do like geofilters. See, you want me to bail on Snaps.
I know, but know what?
I'm not here. Shots fired.
Look, I got what I wanted out of you. You started your own podcast. I feel good. I'm not going to force you or try anything else from you. I got what I needed.
Okay, well, that's a fair point. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next episode.